Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what that is.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck.
Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Welcome to the No Parents, Coach Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, we're going to have another wonderful show, and hopefully we'll be able to provide you with some information that everyone will be interested in hearing. You know, we're going to talk about some things that definitely should be an eye-opener, and it should be a turning point in a lot of you in your lives and the lives of your children, and hopefully it's going to be a positive note, and we're going to provide you with some information that at the end of this broadcast, you're going to probably say, hey, where can I get one? If you don't say that, I'm going to be totally surprised, especially if your child is involved in the following sports, lacrosse, hockey, and football. How did I forget that? But before we start the show, I always like to go on with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and Keith has brought some good information to us, and I like this little piece that he put together for me some time ago. So here we go. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Like I said, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, a graduate of Harvard University. Now, I believe he's playing ball overseas. I haven't seen him in the summer league, so he's probably playing overseas right now. But, you know, the part that I like to bring to everybody's attention, Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. And that's definitely a great thing for us to know and to share with our kids. It's okay to be smart. There's nothing wrong with that. Here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, we push that. We try to shove it down the throats of every young person that we come in contact with. It's okay to be smart. Being smart is being cool. Even the president said it. So it has to be some validity to it somewhere along the line. So make it smart, cool. But like I said, we're going to talk about some things here this evening that definitely should be a eye-opener for you if your child is involved in field hockey, lacrosse, and football. When I say football, I mean American version of football. I mean that version that, you know, we go out there and run up and down and we watch on Sunday night, not the European version that we just recently seen with the American Cup. But definitely, if they're playing football, lacrosse, or hockey, and we want to listen to this here because this may be something that may just so happen change the lives of some of our kids. You know, from time to time, we've experienced different issues, and what am I talking about? I'm talking about we experience various issues where a lot of our young kids suffer concussions at an early age, and that's definitely something that we want to try to avoid, you know, a concussion. And I'm not going to go too deep into it because I by no means have any medical training behind me enough to give you any high definition of what a concussion is. But a concussion is not a pretty thing. Matter of fact, I posted a link earlier on where a gentleman on Headline News was talking about a concussion and talked about how the injury to the brain, you know, a lot of times we listen to our kids and the kids talk about, well, you know, I got my bell rung. You know, that's taking it real light, real light. You know, got your bell rung and you just took an injury to the brain. That's a very serious injury that you just took to the brain. That means that them brain stems in there is shaking, and as a result, you may be experiencing something that you're not too sure about. But one of the things we're going to talk about here this evening, just so happened, and if all of you can recall, our dear friend, the eligibility coach who comes and joins us from time to time, shared something with me earlier last week, and the first thing I thought, hey, this is something that parents need to know. This is definitely something that we need to share with our listening audience to make sure that everyone understands the importance of this particular product. And so she connected me with this young man that I'm about to bring up here in a minute, and I'm going to let him give a, you know, introduction of himself and what he does and things of that nature. But what I was fascinated by was that he was bringing something to the table that I had never heard of, and I had never heard of it in the many different facets of sports that I've been sticking my hands in. And every time I try to come in contact with somebody and we're talking sports, you know, I still haven't heard of something like this. But I'm not going to delay, because all of you probably sitting on the edge of your chair, I say I'm going to take a second or so and let you go back and get your paper and pencil so you can write some notes down, because he might share some information with you where you have to take some notes or may be interested in acquiring one for yourself. So I'm going to give you a half a second. I'm going to go back, and we're going to bring up our first guest and our guest for the evening, and that hopefully he's going to share some great stuff with you. So go get your pencil, paper, and pen, and be prepared to take some notes. We'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Hello, football fans. I'm Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Come join me for the 6th annual Gridiron Legends tailgate, Friday, July 11th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hampton Roads Convention Center in Hampton. There'll be lots of food, fun, music, raffle giveaways, and games for everyone to enjoy. You'll also get a chance to meet some of Hampton Roads' past and present NFL greats. The proceeds of this event help support Hampton Roads Youth Foundation football camp and scholarship program. For more information, visit hryf.org.
Well, like I said, I know I just gave that piece off from Coach Tomlin. I had a chance to meet with him last week and had a chance to talk with some of them other young men that was out there at the event, and I think we're going to start making some changes in this neighborhood. But I just wanted to get you in the mindset of sports and football and things of that nature and lacrosse and hockey before I bring up our guest. So on that note, I'm going to step to the side for a second, and I want to introduce our guest. Again, a young man that I met through our great friend, the eligibility coach, Mr. Robert Denson. And Robert is going to come to you and share some information with you today about something that may catch all of our attention. So if you want to call in and chime in, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you this evening, especially if you have some questions from our guests. Well, without further ado, I'll go ahead and step to the side and let Rob come on up and introduce himself. Are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Mike, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me to come on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity. I do have some great information, but I just want to give a little background on myself. I am considered myself as a national recruiter. I'm certified by the NCAA in compliance. I've been around football most of my life. I did go to college. I have a degree in business administration. I'm a big-time networker, and I have a passion and a love for football from Pop Warner all the way through the pros. I really love what I do. But I'm not here to talk about recruiting tonight. I'm here to talk about a new device that just came out in December. I had the pleasure to meet to get entwined to be a national distributor for a company called Brain Sentry Impact Sensors. I'm going to go into the sensors a little bit and then would take a couple of your calls and things like that if you have any questions. One thing, if you follow the news a lot, you will see a lot of information on a daily basis in regards to with the rise of concussions, especially in American football. And the founder, Greg Merrill, came out with a great device. He continued to improve it. Just a little device, no bigger than 3 by 3 inches by 1 by 4 inches. It's smaller than a pin. It goes on the back of your son's helmet. What it does, it measures G-force. If your son receives a G-force of more than 80, it will flash a red light. What that meaning is that your son, not saying that he has a concussion, that he might have a concussion, that he needs to come out of the game and do a baseline test on your son. The days of the big wild hit, kids saying that helmet to helmet, those days are gone. Because concussions are on the rise, and I think this device is going to be mandated throughout the Part 1 League, the high schools around the country. The Arena Football League just adopted that it's mandatory. Each player in Arena Football League have the sensor on the back of their helmet as of June 26. Why I chose Brain Sentry of other products is simply players. You know, our goals are at Brain Sentry is your son has goals. His goal is to win the game. Your game, your responsibility is to protect your son. And our goal is be your extra set of eyes. That's our main goal with the Brain Sentry device. It's a small device that goes on the back of your son's helmet if he plays lacrosse, if he plays hockey, or if he plays football. It's no battery to maintain. Once it's on and once it's activated, it is activated for a full year. Some of the, you know, it's very simple to use. It flashes green. When it's not being used, it goes into a sleep mode. And once your son picks up his helmet and start moving around again, it automatically comes back activated. It's not only used, it's used also in games. LSU and Alabama has already started using these particular sensors in their practices. They just not have instituted it into the games as of yet. We do have other universities that's taken a look at this particular device and to have the sensors put into play throughout the country. We do have a webinar that will be coming up next week. I'm not here to talk about the webinar. I'm here to take some of you guys' calls tonight, and we would love for you guys to join us on the webinar next week. That way we will go into detail. We will have actual film and things, and you will actually see the sensor in work. We will go step by step how the sensor works, how it's reset, how it's calculated, and how did they arrive at the 80G point as a possible concussion for your son. The battery life, once again, is a 12 months. Once you make a purchase of the particular Brain Sentry, it lasts for 12 months. You don't have to worry about after 3 months that you need to replace. It is good for 1 year. If it fails to use, we will replace them at no charge.
Well, hey, Rob, yes. let me jump in here for a second, if you don't mind, sir. No problem. You know, a couple things that you just mentioned that really caught my attention, and you talked about the size of the device. Now, once I put this on my child's helmet, will this make that helmet unserviceable? Because, you know, a lot of folks, if the helmet is not certified by the National Federation, then, you know, they can't use that helmet in certain games, you know, like if certain, like when we put face guards on, when we put shields on and stuff like that. What does this do anything to the helmet?
No, it does not. The warranty is not lost because it's only weighs 1.5 ounces. It does not lose its warranty of the helmet. The device is only worth 1.5 ounces. If you know what 1.5 ounces, that's little or nothing. It's just like putting a sticker on your helmet.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And I think I mentioned at the beginning, and just for we may have some parents out there that also have children that's involved in lacrosse and have some that's involved in hockey as well, maybe listening to this show. And if you're listening in and you have a question for our caller, again, you can give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. I think I have a caller hanging on the line there, but I'm going to finish up with a couple more questions, and then I'm going to go to this caller here. But so you mentioned that. So in talking about hockey and talking about lacrosse, is that the same sensor, or is it all the same piece of material?
It's the same piece of material, but the sensors are the G-forces are different because of the contact. There's more physical contact in football than lacrosse. The harder surface out of all three sports is hockey because of the ice. You're falling your head on ice. So those sensors are set a little bit higher with the G-force versus 80, but they pretty much set the same, but all sensors need to be dedicated to that particular sport to make sure that they're in compliance.
You know, you folks, we have a tendency to overlook what he's saying to us right now, and this piece of equipment I think is going to be a milestone in changing the culture of the game. And I say that because we as parents are the first line of defense for our children, and I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that. If your child gets out there and your child gets smacked, hit real hard, okay, first thing I know, I've seen it. Mama's trying to climb over the fence to get out there on the field or whatever. But if that child just so happens to be the key player, primary player, or somebody that the coach don't want to take out at that time, the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth is, the coach, first thing may come out of his mouth may be, hey, that's my key player. Or, hey, he's all right. He's good. He got back up. Now, with the brain, to make sure I get the terminology right, brain sensory?
Yes.
Okay, brain sensory impact sensor. Once that light starts flashing, that lets you know. That's a bright LED light that's going to flash, parents. And you see that light standing on the sideline. That means what? Like Rob just said, that means take that child out of the game. And once you take them out of the game, then I think he said they're going to do some baseline testing. You know, that initial test that we all have our children to do at the beginning of that football season. Do that baseline testing. Make sure that child is okay, and then from there, make a determination on whether or not that child should go back in the game. Am I on track with what I said so far, sir?
Yes, Mike, you're definitely on point. And one nice thing about the brain sensor impact sensor, let's say if you do bring that particular student athlete out of the game and you do the baseline test on him. I know that some people call it the impact test around the country. Some people call it the baseline test. Once, if he does pass that test, it's a reset button on that device that you reset that device and the red light goes off. The red light is just like with all those, you know, adults out there. It's a radar detector saying, hey, there's a cop down the road. Slow down. Let's check it out. Let's slow up. So all you're doing is pulling that student athlete out of the game. I understand that some coaches, we have came across it, that some coaches do not like the device because they said it gave a false sense. I'd rather have a false sense to have my son on the sideline to have him evaluated versus an 8-year-old out there playing 3-2 and never be able to play football again. Student athlete out of the game, do a baseline test on him. If he passed the baseline test, he know where he's at, you reset the device. Let's say that same student athlete goes back in the game and takes another hit. Guess what? The light is going to flash two times faster. That means that the kid have had two concussions, two hard hits within that game. It's going to flash red, so he really needs to be checked out again.
Okay, well, that you know, it's something that you just said that really draws a question, okay? What is the time period in between the sensor resetting itself? Like, say, for example, the child has, you know, takes a hit at one game and then takes a hit at another game. First time he came out of the game, he was good to go, and then the next game he went back in, took another hit again. And is the light going to flash faster at that point? Is that going to register as the second hit?
Yes.
Because of the amount of G-forces that was applied to that helmet?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, make it clear for me. Make sure I understand.
I want you to understand a lot of times if a kid continues to have those, it's something that either in coaching that he's leading with his head, something that he's doing wrong to continue to have those. If he's going to hit every week and his helmet is going right, either he's dropping his head. Sometimes it goes back to coaching. You know, some of these coaches don't teach kids how to they run with the head down. They drop the head, and they get helmet hits.
Hello?
You know, that's so true. Let's go to this caller, see if this caller wants to join in on our conversation. I'm plugging in a caller, area code 750-470. Welcome to the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. Did you have something that you wanted to add to the conversation, or you just wanted to listen? Please don't give me a reason to call out your home phone number here on the line with us. 757-470. Yes, that's you. Hello?
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. You're just listening. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm
okay.
Here.
All right.
Listening.
All right. Continue to listen. Thanks for the support.
No problem.
Okay. We got another caller here. Area code 757-771. Hello?
Just listening.
Just listening. Okay, we got a bunch of listeners today. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. We appreciate your support. Rob, back to you. I guess we got a bunch of listeners here. Again, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. And for those of you ladies that just chimed in and said that you were just listening, if you're not one of those ones that like to talk on the air, you know, for whatever reason, I'm getting ready to launch a small chat room here. So you can chime in if you're on our web page or our show page. You can chime in on the chat room and ask your questions there. We'll go from there. But one thing that I noticed that hold on a second, Ron.
Okay.
I'm back. One thing that I noticed is that, you know, the importance falls on the shoulders of the parents because, you know, if you're out there just solely watching your child, you'll see that red light go off. Am I correct?
Yes. And the thing is, the way that it is designed, Mike, it is if that red light goes off, every parent or every student athlete out there going to notice that. They're going to say, hey, 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 this red light is going off. That's going to draw the attention, not so much the head coach because he's coaching, but whoever that trainer is or volunteer that's on the sideline, they would see that red light is going off. It's very easy to reset. Just to give you a little piggyback in regards to the brain sensory impact sensor, they're coming out with a new sensor that's going to be able to measure a 12-hour period of 20 G hits that he takes. Then it's going to be able to measure a week of 20 G hits in a week. And then it's going to be able to measure a whole year 20 G hits. And then the main thing is it's going to keep count of how many 80 G hits. That means when the red light comes on, it's going to keep that. That new device will be out in mid-August. So you can see that he's continue to develop to make it more and more safety and bring more and more parents aware he wants the device to be.
Oh, okay. Well, based upon what you just said, and I know it's probably popped in the minds of a couple of our listeners as well. Again, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Well, based on something that you just said, Robin, that was very interesting. So the information right now, is that information being tracked or recorded anywhere so that we can later on, see a printout or something of how many hits that child received?
That is the new sensor that would be out in August. They currently have one out now.
Okay.
That would be out in August. That would be out in mid-August. We're taking pre-orders right now. That would count for a whole calendar year. Remember, the sensor's good for a year. And we only play football for four to 6 months.
Exactly.
Including practice.
Exactly.
You think about, and always, I'm approached out in the field saying the investment is not worth it. But you're turning around and pay $150 for a pair of cleats. You pay $125 for real pads.
Exactly.
And let's not even talking about wristbands and towers and all that stuff that you buy, but you want to invest in something for your son's brain.
Well, you know, sometimes we put the value on the wrong thing sometimes. But this is where folks like you and I and all my listeners and, everyone else that's around the country that's supporters and advocates of, safety for our children have to stress that point and make sure everybody understands that it's all about safety. It's all about them first because, I'd be the first one to say that our children are our next set of leaders, and if we don't have a bunch of valuable leaders out there, then we're going to have some problems. If we have a leader that's running around here with a mild concussion or have taken blows to the head, then we're going to have some problems. So in the end, we have to look at it as being that major investment, and we as parents have to make sure that we invest in our children. We invest in our children and everything else, so we need to invest in our children in this issue as well.
Yes, and that is true, Mike. That, safety first, and I'm a big advocate of being safety first. I see a lot of kids, I go around the country. I see a lot of kids that plays Pop Warner football, the old school, nothing against him, Deion Sanders, always never had his, 10 completely locked up. You got to have one snap loose and all this and that, and we just got to get back to the basics, safety first. Not that we are geeks or anything like that, but we got to start protecting our student athletes because you're right, they are the next generation. And that's one of the goals of ours. We just want to be your extra set of eyes. Like I said, his goal is to win the game. He wants to be the hero. He needs to enjoy the game, And that's why enrollment around the country with football is down. It's because of some of the parents are concerned about Junior getting hurt. And this is a way to get them back on the field and away from the Nintendos and the Game Boys and everything else to get them back out there and get the sport that they love. there's a lot of love American football.
That is so true, and I started talking and had the phone on mute, and I didn't realize that I had muted myself. But yeah, we as parents are the first line of defense, and need to make sure that we do everything that we need to do to make sure that that our kids are getting the best out of having the opportunity to be in the game and not on the sideline of the game. You know, and I think that's going to be a great thing when they're able to track the data coming from the helmet to make sure that, you know, that the kids, you know, aren't receiving multiple hits or something's not going on, you know, because parents, we may not be out of practice and that same situation may happen, you know, and if we're not out of practice and that same situation happens, how do we know, you know, that we need to do something later on? You know, because, yeah, I can't count the amount of times that I've heard coaches say, oh, boy, it's just a headache. When you get home, go ahead and take you a couple of aspirins and you'll be all right. Come on. We got to get away from that. Got to get away from that. And I think this brain sensor is going to definitely be an eye-opener to make sure that we're not having that mindset. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Mike, with the new brain sensor that Impact, it's called the Brain Sensor Impact Plus. When that comes out, for example, if you're not able to attend practice, let's say the night before, Junior had four hits on his helmet. I mean, that's 20 G's. It's only going to register 20 G's. That's not a hard hit, but it's a hit. Not every hit is going to be tracked, but I'm just saying, you know, hits with 20G force behind it, those would be tracked. Let's say that you did not able to make practice, and you last night he had six hits on it. When he gets home, you can check to see how many helmet hits he had. A parent would be able to go in and look at the data on the new device.
I think I've seen that somewhere. Where parents were able to go in and I guess go into some website somewhere and look at that data.
No, you don't have to go on the website. It's going to be on the new sensors that's coming out in mid-August. It's going to be on the sensor.
Oh, okay.
All you do is push your button. All you do is push your button. It says the other week, three hits. You know, a week. How many hits he took in a week? How many he took in a year? And then how many big hits he took?
Wow, that's great. That's great. That's definitely something that we need to make sure that we're on top of. Parents, if you're on the call, if you're listening in, I know we have a bunch of folks that decided that they just want to just listen in, and I appreciate that. Share this information with your family and friends and loved ones and let them know that this device is out there and it's on the market and it will be on the market. And if you have some young folks that's playing football, let's be realistic. We have no way of detecting that right now. You know, there was a number of strange-looking things that came out that I was looking at a video earlier today on YouTube, and they had something that they wanted to connect to the child's ear to detect the amount of force that he received when he had a head-on collision or something to that force or something to that fact. Okay, attach that to the child's ear. How uncomfortable can that be? Think about it. The helmet is already tight. So are we really going to attach something else to the child? No, I don't agree with that at all. And then I seen another picture, and all this is up there on the internet, you know, technology that folks are trying to bring out where they had this super padded helmet, and it looks like a helmet shell. It looks like a liner that someone took and they turned it inside out, and now they're putting it over top of the helmet. Strange as it may look, somebody may actually try to send a child out on the field with something like that, and I hope that's not going to be the case because that thing, it won't work for 2 seconds, and next thing you know, we got a major issue. I think one of the things that Rob was stressing when he was talking about
sensor. The sensor is that first line of defense, that first warning signal to let you know something is wrong. There's an issue that needs to be addressed. That child just took a blow that needs to be addressed. And we as parents, and, you know, I'm one of the first ones to say it, and I have no problem with yelling it out or wherever. If I'm on the basketball court, if I'm on the football field, if I'm watching a hockey game, I'll be the first one to yell it out. We as parents have to make sure we bring that to someone's attention. That's the days of sitting back and just dismissing it, or the days of sitting back and saying, oh, that's okay. Baby, wait until you get home. I'll give you a couple of Tylenols. You'll be all right. Them days got to be over, parents. Them days have to be over. Have to be over. That, them days have to be totally dismissed, because if we don't dismiss those days, then we're setting our kids up for failure. We're setting our kids up for failure, and we're setting them up for a very uncomfortable life if they do receive that concussion. You agree? Say something, sir?
Yeah. Well, I just want to get to share this with all the listeners. You know, too many concussions go undetected every season in whatever hockey, football, or lacrosse. First of all, players do not want to be pulled off the field or off the ice. First thing you would ask a student athlete, the first thing they're going to say, I'm all right. They may not even know that they have a concussion. The first thing you if you ever watch a student athlete plays football, you put them on the sideline, they always saying yes, 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 yes. You can say, you know, the sun is out, they're going to shake their head, yes. And, you know, we just got to, as parents, the second hit of the most dangerous hit is called the second impact syndrome. Those are the second hits. Sometimes the red light, you go off, you don't have the sensor on, the kids get hit the first time, the second one that really does the damage because they haven't recovered from the first one.
Exactly.
And the second one, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, the second one that does the damage, and then you got major issues. And just like you say, 78 to 86% of the complaints of concussions is headaches.
Uh-huh.
And your child should not go back out there. Let's say if your son does have a concussion and he's on medication, he should not go back out to practice or play football until he's off medication and cleared of the concussion syndrome. Sometimes
okay.
You put kids on medication and fine and everything, but they need to be free of medication, and also all symptoms of the concussion need to be gone.
Well, you know, one thing that really catches my attention, Rob, and as I'm thinking about this as we're doing this show today, you know, this type of device can be made mandatory at the school level. You know, once the Board of Education and all those folks find out that the device is out there and the device is actually doing what it's supposed to do, what it's designed to do, prevention, it's a prevention method, it can be made mandatory. And we're talking about at our middle schools, at our high schools, and at our college level. But what about our young folks playing Pop Warner and AFL and AFC and all these other different leagues, the various leagues that's out here? You know, that is where we as parents should be most concerned, because that's where it can really get away from us. And most of them children that start out playing at that level eventually move on to play at the middle school and the high school level and junior high school level, wherever you're calling, wherever you're listening in from. But if they've already experienced a mild concussion, or if they've already experienced any type of trauma to the brain, and it hasn't been detected, it hasn't been properly evaluated, then that second one, just like you just said, that second one is just right around the corner. Because you never healed, you never properly recovered from it. So as a result, that second one is right around the corner. They get to high school, middle school, they got a brain sensor on the helmet, boom, it registers,
light starts flashing, the light don't know that that child has already had a concussion prior to. That's why we as parents have to be on top of our game. That's why we as parents have to be aware and focused and know what's going on with our children. Because if we don't, we're definitely going to miss out on a big situation here. Would you get ready to say something, sir?
Yes. Only 47% of high school football players report their concussions.
Wow.
Only 47%
Whoa.
Report.
That is not good. That is not good. That is
because
definitely
they don't want,
not
they don't,
good.
They do not want to come out of the game. They want to be a part of the game.
And you know what? And the worst part about it, some coach goes right along with it and let that child stay in the game. And in the end, the child get home, and we being the parents that we are, probably make one of the biggest mistakes that we can ever make. Oh, baby, take a cup of Tylenol and lay down and take a nap. Wrong answer. Bad music, bad mojo, bad everything, because that is definitely not what you're supposed to do if your child had received any type of trauma to the brain, is allow that child to lay down and take a nap. That right there can be a ending situation. Again, give us a call at 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are and whether or not you understand what we're talking about when we're talking about this here brain sensory sensor and how this brain sensory sensor can help our young folks get past this issue. And it can be an early warning sign. That's all I look at it as, is an early warning sign. Early mm-hmm. warning sign. You know, we always have to do preventive maintenance on everything that we come in contact with. You know, you don't go out and just take your car and drive it. You bang it up against the wall. You run into a pole or whatever, and you continue to drive. No, you got to do some maintenance on it. And the more maintenance that you do on it, the better off you may be. So why shouldn't our children, and I heard Rob a couple of times, as he said, he's student-athletes, but, you know, here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network, Rob, we like to refer to them as our children because that's exactly what they are. And if we start looking at them as student-athletes, they may get a different view, but if we look at them for who they are and what they are, our children, they're going to get front-line view. And that's the way I just like to look at it, because them are our children. Them are our future. That's the next promising piece in our life. So, you know, we have to look at it for who they are and what they're worth, which is priceless, which is totally priceless. Well, I don't see our callers calling in. I see we got phone numbers constantly popping up. Hopefully, I look like we have another caller that has just joined the line. I wonder if that caller has anything that he or she wants to share with us. Okay, did I just click on it and the caller dropped off the line here? Okay, let's see. Let's go to the line here. Okay, area code 757-424. You're on the line with the Parents Coach and Parents Network. You want to join in on the conversation?
Sure. How you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, first of all, I do appreciate this information. It's always good to hear good information about our children and kids, and I think it's so important that parents that are listening make sure they understand and able to identify, you know, when a kid has a concussion, because like you just stated earlier, 46% of the kids who don't want to come out of the game, don't let the coaches know what's going on. So I think parents on our end, we need to be able to identify by asking the right questions and knowing when to ask the questions. If we are in observance of a practice or a game and we see our child go down with a hit or collision, then we need to be able to ask the questions, because if it's a prominent or a student athlete or someone who's doing extremely well, then the coaches, the other players, and everyone surrounding him is going to only be pushing for him to get back in the game. But we as parents, we need to make sure that we can identify the signs, we ask the right questions, and we know how to detect a concussion and the and you know the second step as far as follow up and who should we go see and what should be done next and how much time should he or she sit out and not participate in any contact or collision sport until you know a certain period of time. So I just think it's important that not only do we that we monitor, but we observe, but we know how to ask and we know what to ask in the event that the other coaches and players are pushing in the other direction. So I think that's really important.
Always, and we appreciate you sharing that insight with us. And I know for a fact that that's a concern, parent. I picked up on the voice as he continued to talk, and I know he's a concerned parent, and definitely appreciate you calling in and showing your support to the Parents Coach Parents Network. You know, it's without a doubt, folks, we have to be our children's biggest advocate. We have to be that first line of defense, especially in a situation like this, and especially in a situation where you have, and it's sad to say, we know it. Every single one of us on this call tonight know it. And probably seen it where a coach will pull a kid to the side, a kid to get up, oh, boy, shake it off. You ain't done nothing but had your bell ring, get over there and get you some water, get you a couple of sips of Gatorade. I need you back in there in a few minutes. Not if that sensor is flashing. And that sensor, parents, that sensor is your stamp of approval to get closest to that fence or closer to that sideline and say, hey, I want him out of the game. Because that coach is going to have to take that child out of the game, and guess what? At least evaluate him. Because before the season, they do that baseline test, and whatever test you want to call it, and you know, Rob mentioned it earlier, however you want to identify that particular test, but they do that baseline test at the beginning of the season. And that baseline test just basically has some simple questions on there. And if that child is not able to answer those simple questions, simple, I'm talking about real simple stuff. You know, if that child is not able to answer those simple questions, it may have something as simple as, what's your address? When's your birthday? And if that child is not able to answer those questions, then guess what? We have a problem. We have a problem. And if we have a problem, parents, I can't stress it and say it enough, parents, we have to take action. It's not, okay, well, the coach, no, he's been coaching for a number of years. No, wrong. That's your child. You held that child, carried that child for 9 months. Or you changed that nasty diaper at 3 o'clock in the morning. That coach wasn't there. I hope not. But, you know, the bottom line to the whole thing is we got to take some action, parents. We got to take some action. We have to take some action. You know, we're sitting here and we're talking about the brain sensors today. You know, we could be talking about any subject, and I'll say the same thing and feel the same way and have the same passion about it because we as parents have to make sure that we are there for our children. We are there to make sure that our children are going to get the best out of every situation that they can possibly get. You know, it's not an optional thing. It's why we're here. You know, we done lived our lives. We done our thing. You know, we're successful in our own rights. Okay, why that child can't follow that same lead? Why that child can't have their own level of success? You know, it don't necessarily have to be the NFL or National Hockey League or whatever. It just simply have to be their level of success. And they want to have their level of success with all their faculties in place. And what I mean by that is very simple, very easy, very plain, making sure that they're able to do some clear thinking, and that clear thinking come minus a concussion. So when that red light goes off, it's time to pull that child off the field. I think for every parent that's on this call, every listener that's on this call, whether or not you're a parent or not at this point, every listener on this call, you know some young man that's playing hockey, lacrosse, or football, then you should ask the parents, have they heard about the brain sensory impact sensor? Or if you want to cut it short and you can't remember all that, just ask them, have they heard about the brain sensory sensor?
the brain sensory sensor. Ask them if they heard about that brain sensory sensor. And if they haven't, oh, definitely. We got this. Have them listen to this this audio. And then once they listen to this audio, I'm quite sure they'll be more interested in finding out more about it. But we have to start getting the word out there, folks. And the word starts with just a handful of folks that we have here on this call. If we got 10 on the call, 15 on the call, 20 on the call, how many folks we have on the call, it has to start with us. And we have to start getting that word out there. Did you have something else to add in there, Ralph?
I just want to advise the parents out there. You're saying, who installed this here? You can install it. You got a double-sided tape. You pull the double-sided tape off, and you stick it on the helmet. That's all to it, and you activate the device, the sensor. That's how simple it is to put on. It does not take a rocket scientist to put it on, to activate it and all that. You can have it on within. I can come to your location and have it on before the game starts. That's how easy it is to put on. Double-sided tape,
exactly.
Put it on, activate, and that's it for a whole year.
Wow. Wow. Okay. 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 And again, folks, we're taking the time to invest in cleats. We're taking the time to invest in rib cages. We're taking the time to invest in body armor. We're taking the time to invest in headbands, sweatbands. Under Armour pants, you know, the padded pants. We're taking the time to invest in all that. I think this here sensor should be somewhere on that list. And definitely it should be somewhere on that list. If not from the individual parent, hey, talk to your local school board member. See if they're willing to invest in one for every child. Or somewhere along the line, figure out how, you know, the parent can pay a portion and the child can pay a portion. You know, a parent can pay a portion and the school can pay a portion. You know, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. Rob, I want you to talk a little bit more about the webinar. I know you say you weren't going to talk a whole lot about the webinar, but I think we need to draw some attention all to the webinar so folks can know that they can see this live. Can actually get a chance to put their eyes on what this thing really looks like and get some more information on it. Because I know we're doing a lot of talking right now, and a lot of folks is from the Show Me State, and they like to see stuff firsthand. So, you know, talk a little bit about the webinar for us.
Okay. Before I get back, I know we're coming close with time. I just wanted to, for you parents that have kids in high school, if your son has a Huddle account, most likely you pay something towards the Huddle account. I think this is the same way that the brain sensor impact sensor should be also. If your high school coach is not aware of it, or your Pop Warner coach, or your middle school coach is not aware of it, and they have a Huddle account, the same way that they raise money for the Huddle account, the same way they should do the sensors. Now, we do have a webinar that's coming up a week from tonight. It's a free webinar. It's called Free Mom's Brain Sensory Impact Sensor Safety Webinar. I know I said a lot, but if you want to go to my particular website and type in diamondintheroughfootballrecruiting.com, and click on Brain Sensory, it has all the information in regards to Brain Sensory information. Also register for the free webinar. Webinar is about 2 hours. We have about 30 minutes of videos that you will see. And after you watch the 30 minutes of videos, we will do a presentation. And once that's over, you guys will be convinced that every helmet should have a brain sensory impact sensor on it. Every player, every helmet should have a brain sensory impact sensor on it. If you want to type in DITRFR.com, that will take you to the website also. If you have any questions for me, you can reach me at my toll-free number, which is 866-259-8271, extension 12. Once again, that number is 866-259-8271, extension 12. Or if you want to drop me an email, it would be sales@ditrfr.com. And Mike, once again, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight. I hope that I brought some great information to your listeners out there. If you want some more information, don't forget to give me a call on my toll-free number or drop me an email, and please register for the webinar. Also, get the word out about the webinar to coaches, friends, or whoever play Pop Warner football, high school football, college football. It doesn't matter if they play this lacrosse, football, or hockey. They definitely need to take part in the webinar.
Exactly, exactly. And if you are an associate of mine, just let me know, and I can send you the link because they actually have a Facebook event page up for the webinar. So, you know, we can send that out. And, you know, I've been trying to share with as many folks as I know just to get that information out there because it's all about information. And, you know, half the time we don't even know what we don't know. And when that situation comes about, then it's almost like they say the blind leading the blind. You know, so we got to be more proactive, folks. We got to be more proactive as parents of our children as athletes. I had to throw that children in there some way, so skipped around that word, using that word student athletes. And that's a whole nother subject that I like to stay away from. But
I understand that.
Yeah,
understand
our children, our children as athletes. Hey, we got about two or three more minutes left on the call here. You can always chime in, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Yes, yes, yes. We love to hear from you. And even if you don't, you know, want to chime in, or you know, a lot of folks don't like to be heard on the air or whatever. Okay, you can always send me an email at pcphr@aol.com. PCP, Parents Coaching Parents, HR@AOL.com. You can find us on Facebook on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You can find us on Twitter at PCP Network. And believe it or not, you can even find us on Instagram at PCP Network. So we're out there trying to get the word out, trying to share this information and a whole lot of other important information that's out there. Share with you as parents of these phenomenal athletes that's about to lead the world and take over here in the next century. So without a doubt, we thank everybody for calling in. They chimed in. For those of you that's listening on the internet or listening from your smartphone or, you know, just sit back chilling and listening to the show, we truly, truly, truly appreciate you. And listen forward because we'll be back on the air again. We'll be back on the air again Sunday night at 9:30. Sunday night at 9:30. We'll have another show, maybe a pre-recorded show, maybe something that we've done previously because I'll actually be on the road. But the following week, we will probably have, well, we will have a young lady talking about the first year at the university. What's some of the things that we need to think about the first year at the university? You know, what's some of the clubs that we need to be a part of? What's some of the organizations that we may want to consider being become a part of? There's funding going towards these organizations for you to become a part of it or for your child to become a part of it. Why miss out on that opportunity? That'll get away from being homesick and all these other kind of things. So hang around with us, folks, and we're definitely going to keep you in tune with some information that's going to definitely do some things for you and your child, and they will go and benefit in the end. Another just quick announcement before we wrap up here. Another quick announcement. Parents Culture Parents Network will also have a young affiliate joining us on Tuesday mornings, Step Into Your Power. A young lady by the name is Fiona Huff will come up on the air on Tuesday mornings, and she'll be putting her information out there. So if you see a Parents Coach and Parents Network event pop up, it'll be Step Into Your Power with Ms. Fiona Huff on Tuesday morning. And basically that's what she's going to be doing. She has an organization called Solo Mommies Club. And Solo Mommies is all about helping the young ladies that's out there trying to take on this challenge by themselves. Well, folks, again, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun.
We definitely thank you for joining us today. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, help us help you. Here we are. We are on the Paris Culture Paris Network. Keith Wright, take us out.
Student of the game, have people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Thank you, and you have a great evening.